pinning Keela to the ground, the green-skinned Ayara looked down upon her with disgust. She told Keela that she should not judge a person by their eyes or skin, but for who they are and what they do. Ayara commanded that even then she should make sure what she believes is true is really so, for confusion and lies exist to trap even the good. Ayara left. It was clear to Ayara that of all Keela's faults, she was not an underhanded spellweaver like Korath implied.